I wake up on the side of the road. Don't you know I'll still be stoned with broken bones and all? Cause I've been wrong.
That's a little Broken Bones there. That is from Lit on the Flash. Their new album is just about to come out. It is 1 o'clock on the dot. You're listening to WSCA LP. We are Portsmouth Community Radio, 106.1 FM. This is a Redhead Spins the Blues. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. I got Lit on the Flash in live, so they're going to be chatting with us and playing some live stuff here. Programming on Portsmouth Community Radio is made possible by you, our members, and by One Sky Community Services, serving people with developmental disabilities, acquired brain disorders, and others in need of support since 1983. OneSkyServices.org. And let's see here for weather we have. This afternoon, we got a 30% chance of severe thunderstorms. High is 85. Tonight, a 30% chance continues throughout the night, low dropping to 66 degrees. Tuesday, we're looking at a 40% chance of thunderstorms on Tuesday. High is 82. Tuesday night, 30% chance of thunderstorms, low at 61 degrees. Wednesday, however, mostly sunny, 78 on Wednesday. Wednesday night, clear, low is 59. Thursday, sunny, high at 81. Thursday night, mostly clear, low is only 60. And Friday, we're looking at a mostly sunny day, and it hits 80 on Friday. So that is not too bad. I'm playing another track here, and this is kind of like what it's going to be like on the new album that's coming out from Lit on the Flash, Revolution Time. The song is Thankless Job.
Thank you.
mountains, move mountains, as does the sound of the morning birds. Sing a song straight to your heart. We'll swim in the river as soon as it's light enough to see our love forever shining. Forever shining. Forever shining. I see you all around the bend when
I brought my love down, a tale of rosebuds. She let me down on all her flowers. I brought my love down, a trail of rosebuds. She let me down on all her flowers. I climbed a mountain, one with my love. We got so high up, she pushed me on. I know something you don't.
drug, baby, if we've got love. Well, the devil always seems more fun. Since the battle is war for our minds, we must fight back, revolution time. We must fight back, revolution time.
Thank you.
That was Big Brother from Lit on the Flash, and it's going to be on their new album that's coming out, Revolution Time. They're in live today. It is Jake Roach, Kerry Ryan, and Matt Rankin, and we're going to be playing some live music and chatting with them live. So, let's see. Just kidding. I really like this band, actually. I have a list of why I like this band. I like this band because they're a good combo of grassroots and professionalism. I like them because they're very talented, but they came home to their own community to play. I like them because their music is excellent. They give great live performance, and they really do support local interests, other local musicians, the farmers market, local businesses. So I really do endorse this band a lot, and they came back to hang out with me again. So I did make you a special surprise present. I made you it's kind of a trivia quiz. It's like a light trivia quiz. And what I did is I pulled stuff from your last interview and from Facebook and Little Facts. And the quiz is, how well do you know your bandmates? And they're all questions about each other. Whoever gets the most wins a WSCA t-shirt. So we are going to get into that pretty soon. Let's actually hear Sun Commands. This is Jake does some solo stuff as well. It's under Jake Roach the Musician. And it's a song he put out the album under that. Moon, what's the album that, that this is from? Moon.
It's called Last Beams of the Old Setting Moon.
Okay, the new moon was in there, and the song is Sun Commands.
We could probably eventually record it. This is a Lit on the Flash song,
too. Oh, okay. Lit on the Flash. Live with Lit on the Flash, that was Sun Commands. Alright, we're going to get into our quiz here. Are you guys ready for this?
Definitely.
Alright. How well do you know your bandmates for a WSCA t-shirt? Gary, what song did Jake fall asleep to at his very first concert that he went to?
Oh, that would be Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Nice.
I believe the song was Blowing in the Wind.
Close. I got Puff the Magic Dragon.
Puff.
But
yeah.
Well, I should have known.
After Puff the Magic Dragon.
All right, so we'll accept that. Jake will slide you that one.
Yeah.
Matter, in what city did Kerry have his drums stolen?
Oh, that'd be, I want to say Jersey, but I think it's New York City.
I have Hollywood.
Oh.
What do you think, Kerry?
Oh, also in Philadelphia.
You should get a car alarm.
Jake, correctly spell Matter's last name. I find this difficult personally, but
REIGNKIN.
Oh wow. All right. Kerry, where's Matter from?
Manchester, New Hampshire.
Wow. This is a band that really knows it. Matter, Jake and Kerry met in what grade?
Man, I want to say eighth.
I have third.
Yeah.
Third. Oh, man, I don't know you guys. This is going to turn into an epic fight. And Lit on the Flash will just break up right after this.
The t-shirts aren't really that great. Hey, Jake, what was Matter's favorite song from Sesame Street that sounds like a Beatles song?
Oh, I know what it is. It's not Rebel L, which is all I can think of.
That's a good one, too, though.
What one did you mention on the radio?
I got this one.
If you really can't get it, Jake, I'm going to give it to you.
Let it be.
Let it be.
Let her be.
Yeah.
Close enough. Nice. I'll take that. Carrie, what is Jake's astrological sign?
Oh, that would be Aries.
That is correct. Matter, who do you like better, Carrie or Jake? No, I'm just kidding. Who started on trombone, Jake, Carrie, both, or neither?
Oh, man, I want to say Carrie.
Carrie.
Nice. You redeemed yourself.
I know you so well.
Thank you.
All
right. Jake, a recent photo taken by Carrie was of a hawk, a whale, baby birds, or someone's baby?
Wait, what?
A recent is that too fast? A recent photograph taken by Carrie Ryan was of a hawk, a whale, baby birds, or someone's baby?
I'm going to say hawk.
I have baby birds, but if you did take a picture of a hawk, I'll take it.
Oh, man. Maybe they were baby hawks.
This man is so nice. You're all going to get everything. All right. And we'll give him that. Okay.
Spend more time on Carrie's Facebook.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Carrie, what musician teacher put Jake in time out for banging on all the instruments? Who, by the way, came in here for an interview recently on Seacoast Scene.
Wait. What?
What musician / teacher put Jake in time out for banging on all of the instruments?
Oh, Ben Baldwin.
Yeah. He did.
Hell yeah.
All right. Oh, Matt, this one's really hard, so I made this multiple choice.
Excellent.
Okay. Where did the malt liquor Jeremiah Weed most likely get its name? Most likely get its name. A, just like it says on the internet, from an anonymous journal kept during an unspecified war that was accidentally read out loud in a bar. B, from the band Jeremiah Freed. C, from the commonly used household expression Jeremiah Weed that everyone always uses when they happen to find a weed in their garden that's shaped like the biblical character, Jeremiah.
I like the way B sounds. I kind of want to believe that one. I'd probably just say A, because it just sounds so much smarter than the other ones.
Jake, what kind of wood are Carrie's drums made out of? I think it's the same drums we brought last time. They might know. Oh, they're not wood.
Maple?
That's what I had, yeah. Eight.
Plutonium.
Warms my heart.
Yeah.
Carrie, Matter's guitar is advertised as having a rich tone, a scooped tone, or a multi-dimensional tone.
Scooped.
Oh my god, no one's gotten anything wrong yet.
We're on fire.
Matter, what Sesame Street / Billy Idol song later covered by the Beastie Boys does Jake like?
Rebel L.
All right, we'll do one more, and then we're gonna I would announce the scores, but it's like an even tie between everyone for the T-shirt here. And then we're gonna hear a song. We're gonna hear a little After the Sunset.
We could all just wear the shirt on different.
Could be like a shirt share. Okay.
I get it. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Wait, how can you get it 3 days?
I know.
to be totally detoured, it matters behind by 1 point, actually.
Matter.
So we might give you the
I demand a bonus round. Bonus round.
But it all could change around. Jake, what was the first gig of you and Carrie's that Matter saw?
Open mic two-man show at Fury's Public House in Dover.
Oh, I put Blue Mermaid down because I thought someone told me that, but is that right?
No, Jake is correct.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
You've lost a point, Kim.
All right, we have Jake and Carrie, Neck and Neck for a T-shirt, and right now we have After the Sunset, live with Lit on the Flash.
Down, down, I'll see sunshine.
After the Sunset. We are live with Lynn on the Flash. And they got a new album coming out pretty soon, Revolution Time. It's in the process of getting mastered and duplicated, so that will be out pretty soon. And we're out in the middle of a quiz here. How well do you know your bandmates for a WSCA t-shirt? And it's really, really close here. It's really neck and neck. So this is a hard one. All right, you ready for this, Carrie?
Yes, I am ready.
Coincidentally, we happen to have a sticker up at this radio station advertising for Roach Microphones, Roach Locksmithing, or Roach Refrigeration.
Roach Locksmithing.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. We know Peter Roach pretty well. He's an excellent locksmith.
Oh, okay.
I never know.
He does our locks.
And we share the same last name. My dad is friends with
him. His friends with him? Okay. Matter, what record label won the bidding war for Jake and Carrie out of high school?
It's Universal.
Universal. Jake, Matter's Facebook profile features Matter and a bass guitar, Matter and a waterfall, or Matter and a beer?
Matter and a waterfall.
Carrie.
Is that true?
Yeah. Drinking a beer with a bass guitar. They're all right answers.
It is a freebie.
Smashing the waterfall.
It's the most epic picture you can find on Facebook. Check it out.
I'm blown away that you're actually getting all of these. I wrote like some harder and some easier. I had no idea you guys knew each other as well as you do. So this was your freebie, Carrie, so you'll definitely get this. But what real first name does the nickname Matter stand for? It's just in case you didn't get any other points, like to make you feel better. But since you got all of them, good.
I know this one.
Click.
Don't tell him that.
I think it would be Matthew.
Matthew. Jake, this was your freebie in case you hadn't gotten any of your points, but you got all of them. What European country are the ancestors of Karen Ryan probably from?
Same place as mine, Ireland.
There you go. Matter, I gave you the freebie with the Jeremiah weed. That was your freebie. So without looking, what color are Jake's shoes?
Brown.
I mean, God, no one's gotten anything wrong. All right, Carrie, what song is this lyric from? I love this lyric, by the way. If you saw the face of God, would you frown upon command like a dog that bites a stranger's hand for reaching out a little fast?
Was that?
Because it's not in the rhythm, but it's off rhythm.
That is the hit single from Little in the Flash called The Sun Commands.
It is. Jake, name one of the three LOTF songs I played on a DJ show in June.
Big Brother.
Actually,
Revolution
I didn't.
Time.
Yeah. Big Brother played Big Brother.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'll give you that. Matter, who do you think would win in a drunken fist fight, Jake or not? I'm just kidding. Without pausing or smiling, quickly make up a convincing yet completely untrue story of how Little in the Flash got its name.
Ooh, I like this.
Well,
song.
Back in the beginning of time, when everything was condensed down to no bigger than a dot, and then the big explosion came, millions and millions of years later, Little in the Flash was created.
All right, I'll take that.
I don't know. It's the best I got.
That's good. Okay, which of your bandmates listened to one of my shows before coming on last time? Matter, Jake, neither, or both?
Jake.
Jake.
All right.
Jake, on Monday, August 22nd, Carrie will be dropping into A, play some drums for a heavy metal chick band, B, jam an acoustic guitar with some folks from the press room, or C, co-host part of my interview with a young local drummer.
C.
Nice.
Ali
Elkis.
Sounds good.
Matter, when is your next gig?
Our next gig will actually be next Sunday at the Ashworth at Hampton Beach, up at the Sandbar.
Sandbar. From like 3:30 to 5:30.
Good shows.
I'll be there all summer.
3 to 5 at the Ashworth. Up on the roof.
That was incredible. We got everything except for the Sesame Street songs. I might have to give everybody a T-shirt. Let's get into
the Sesame Street.
Did we get that?
A while.
Oh, okay. No, all right. We got everything.
Didn't know when you guys met.
We got. All right. Let's do. Now
I know.
Let's get into a little bit of going to jail here.
I don't even know. I don't even know.
All right, let's tune it up a little here. This is Lit on the Flash Live with Going to Jail. Out live with Lit on the Flash, and let's talk a little bit about making your new album. What was your favorite part of the process so far?
Making the album?
Sure.
Oh yeah, working with Travis. Working with Travis is absolutely a dream come true. He's the best.
He's the best.
He's the best. He's the man, and he just gets the greatest sounds and the greatest results, and
we recorded it in Travis's extra bedroom, basically. The whole record in a really small place.
Sounds. And like you were saying before, like about how we like support, local people, whatever, being like we've done this as DIY, do it yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And with people that we know and whatever, you know what I mean? So I think that's really cool.
Yeah, that is really cool. What about you, Matt? What was your favorite part so far on making the album?
I think just hearing what you hear in your head actually come out on the album. Mm-hmm. And actually exceeding what you think, and just in recording in general. So something about being in the studio, even if it is just a bedroom, that it's amazing to just kind of have this idea in your head actually become something a bit more physical. I guess if you could call music physical. But my least favorite is waiting for the album. I think it's been driving me crazy.
Yeah, me too. I really want your album to come out.
But it's not that it's coming out slow. It's just the necessary process, and I think I'm just too excited, and it's kind of making me a bit impatient. So soon enough.
What's looking at like the release date for it?
I think once it actually gets sent out, once you get into like business days, it gets a little bit kind of hard to exactly pinpoint.
Right, but probably before the end of the summer.
Most certainly, okay. Definitely. There's at least two more processes after. After we actually listen to make sure the mixes are exactly where we want them, mm-hmm. Which is just mastering, and then duplication is completely out of our hands. It's up to the company that we're going through.
Great. Well, we are live here with Lit on the Flash. Give us a call. We will put you in the soundboard. You can chat with the band, ask them a question. We are at 603-430-9722. And we get a lot of live music coming and some stuff off their new album. Let's get into... Let's get into a little My Baby. There's an electric version of this. I know on their last single, Black Triangle Blues. I don't know. Is this going on the new album, too?
No. I think that we're probably going to keep that two-song sampler as a two-song release. And I mean, it's up online. You can find My Baby in Black Triangle Blues at Bandcamp somewhere, but I think that
you're all over Bandcamp under different names. You're just
it'll all make more sense once this record comes out, and I think those two tracks they wouldn't really fit on the record.
Sounds evolving, but
I really love the way that recording of My Baby came out.
They were actually originally supposed to be on the album, but decided that it's already recorded, why kind of go back to that? It's already done. Mm-hmm. It's something. There's so many other songs that we have. So we're just very happy to have that two-song kind of limited release. But it's to go back and just kind of put it on. We just want to kind of move forward from that just kind of continue.
Yeah. Yeah, I was saying we had actually a stat, because the last time you guys were in, we were giving out those singles, and they all walked, so that's a good sign when six of your CDs get stolen. And we had Roach Locksmithing, too, so they still all walked. All right, let's go into My Baby. This is it's the electric version.
Thank you.
got Caller on the line, too. Caller, are you there? Caller? Hello, Caller? Ah, I lost your caller. All right. It might have been a little bit longer. They called toward the beginning of the song. Maybe they'll give us a call back. We're at 603-430-9722, and people are calling in to talk to Lit on the Flash. And if I lost you, give me a call back. 603-430-9722. Can talk to the band. So actually, I was wondering, because it's further into summer break now than last time you guys came back, and I have kids on summer break listening, and I was wondering if you had, like, any kind of, like, quick, easy music lesson or warm-up vocally or instrumentally, something people can start doing right away that will help their music. Anyone for anything on the phone?
Listen to music. Sing along. You know?
Play all the time.
Yeah. Get a guitar or a piano. Try to figure it out. A lot of fun.
Just do it as much as you can.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I think trying to figure out music, like trying to learn a song, like by just listening to it,
mm-hmm.
is a great practice.
Yeah.
It practices all your musical skills.
That's good.
In one thing, yeah.
Very good. All right. Let's get Jake on the weather with, Carrie doing some, like, dramatic percussion accompaniment, illustrating the weather. You can come over here. Alright, you missed the weather before, we're recapping it for you now. So, going from this afternoon through Friday of this week, it's not too bad. Just in between there.
Alright. Well, today, this afternoon, we have severe thunderstorms, 30% chance. High of 85 degrees Fahrenheit. Tonight, there could be severe thunderstorms, but only a 30% chance. Tuesday, 40% chance, T-storms, high of 82. Tuesday night, chance of T-storms, 30%, low of 61. Wednesday, mostly sunny, high of 78. With a nice clear night for Wednesday. Thursday we have sunny with a high of 81. Thursday night is mostly clear. Mostly clear on Thursday night. Mostly sunny Friday day. High of 80 degrees.
There you go. Weather by Lit on the Flash. All right. We're getting back in some live music with Lit on the Flash and chatting with them. It is a
road call.
That was awesome. All right. It is 1:59. You're listening to WSCA LP. We are 106.1 FM, Portsmouth Community Radio. Programming on Portsmouth Community Radio is made possible by you, our members, and by the Press Room, featuring live blues, jazz, folk, R&B, Latin jazz, and more Monday through Sunday, along with appetizers, sandwiches, and entrees at 77 Daniel Street. Schedules at pressroomnh.com. We also get support from... Oh, I have two ads for the Press Room here. Do Hair Salon at 25 Government Street in Kittery, specializing in everything for hair, cuts, colors, do's, updos, and urban styling. You can reach Do at 207-439-4009. All right, let's get back into some more Lit on the Flash here. And let's do some Light Up the Room. I haven't heard this one yet. Where did this come from?
This is an old tune we've been kicking around for quite a while. But hasn't made it onto any official recording, so
okay.
This will be it.
Live with Lit on the Flash. All right, I'm going to give you guys a little smoke break here, and I'm going to play Black Tryon Blues from the electric one from the single here. And get back with you in about 5 minutes and chat some more. This is from their previously released single.
At noontime, and dealing, we're making song's called Both Broken Bones.
Dial your operator.
I got a bunch of impatient callers. If you just wait a couple minutes, I can put you through to the band.
Caller.
I thought that was the caller.
I sat on my cell phone, sorry.
I don't understand that caller's question.
603-430-9722. And if you do it now, I'll put you right through. We're just hearing a little bit of live music from the Blue Mermaid, because that's one of their regular gigs. They played on there on the last Tuesday of the month. And they're also at the Ashworth on Sunday afternoons from like 3:30-ish to 6-ish on Sundays. Yeah. And what else do you have? You have the Mainly Chillin' and Grillin' Festival coming up.
Ooh, right? that's going to be a good one. Oh, my God. There's, like, an axe-throwing contest.
Sunday, August 14th.
Chainsawing. Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff going on there.
There's grilling barbecue and music. Chilling.
Yeah, there's both chilling.
Plus
chilling. Yeah. As well. Yeah, so that's going to be cool. That's a Sunday, August 14th in the morning.
Okay.
It's going to be a marathon of a day for us because we'll be there in the morning and then at the Ashworth at night.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Late
yeah.
afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah, you might have people follow you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah.
I think there's a website, mainlybarbecue.com.
That's right. Mainly Barbecue. Yeah, it's a barbecue competition, too.
It's in South Berwick or Elliott or something. The Elliott. South Berwick area. We'll be there.
Hey.
We'll
find gonna,
it. Yeah. So should the listeners.
Hey.
It's Maine. It's all Maine. It's Maine. Yeah. Yeah, it's as Maine as Maine is. It's going to be a pish.
And then we're doing every Wednesday night in September at Fury's in Dover.
Oh, yeah. I like Fury's.
We'll
that's great.
Different guest bands from around, hopefully with those. So.
Playing along with you?
Yep.
Very cool.
Yeah, we're going to bring some friends down from the Portland area scene.
Once this record comes out, we basically just want to book up as many gigs as we can and just keep playing.
Yeah. And when the album comes out, will it immediately be on your website to order? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, cool. Yeah, we'll have a link like right on our website.
All right. Yeah. So you can at litontheflash.net. And we're going to get into an acoustic version, or I guess partly electric version here of Just Survivin'. Is that what you guys want to do that next? We can do something else too. Action.
Let's go driving.
Just surviving. Still alive here.
It's this old song of mine on a foot record called Just Surviving from 2007, if you like that tune. If you have Spotify, have you checked out Spotify?
I put Spotify on the front computer.
Oh,
here.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
If you have Spotify, you can find that old record on there. And hopefully ours will be on there once we get it out, too. So.
Which will be Revolution Time, yes. Which is my favorite song. It's getting named after my
nice.
Favorite.
Awesome.
I'm excited.
Thanks.
All right. Let's it's commercial here from the Seacoast Canine Owners Outreach Program. So I'm going to have Carrie Ryan do that with the expressive guitar stylings of Jake Roach in the background.
The Seacoast Canine Owners Outreach Program, known as SCOOP, wants to remind folks that abandoned dog waste may carry transmittable diseases and contains bacteria that can wash directly into the ocean after a snow or rainstorm. For those who enjoy long walks on the beach, an accidental step into dog waste or a beach closure due to dog waste is certainly no fun. So, to help keep our beaches safe and clean for everyone, SCOOP, along with the Blue Ocean Society for Marine Conservation, asks you to always pick up after your pet. This message is provided with funding from the New Hampshire Department of Environmental Services. The Blue Ocean Society is at 603-431-0260. The email contact is steve@blueoceansociety.org.
All right. Public service announcement by the drummer for Lit in the Flash. We got a phone call here. Caller? Hello, caller?
Call fail. Repeated.
Oh, man. That hurts.
I don't know what happened there. Give us a call. We're at 603-430-9722. Just thought of a new trick there. If you call back actually right away, I'm going to try my new trick on you and put you right in. So give us a call. Lit in the Flash really wants to talk to you, and we're here for another half hour with them playing live. 603-430-9722. Please forgive me and give a call back. All right. In the meantime, let's get into a little Out for Gold.
Thank you.
Caller? Caller. No. I don't have a caller who can wait to the end of the song. No. All right. Live Flute on the Flash. That was Out for Gold. And
call back so we get a flash in the studio that tells us you're calling.
I might just put you into the regular handheld phone with them. How's that? I'll just hand them the phone immediately. All right. Let's hear challenging parts about making the album. Were there parts where kind of exceeded your expectations? Or
getting to the studio.
Yeah.
We recorded up in Raymond, Maine, which is about an hour and a half north of here. And, two out of three of us have cars, gear, whatever, and just trying to get there is sometimes the hardest part. Oh, also, Travis by day is a logger out in the backwoods of Maine, driving a skidder, and so he only has so much time on his hands too, you know. And it's like trying to meet up after a long day of logging to record a record is you know, it's pretty. It's kind of a limiter. Yeah.
That's cool. So you're way out in the middle of nature now. Recording it.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Are you indoors? You're indoors recording it, right?
Yeah. But we do have crickets on the album, and also peepers recorded from the out of doors.
Oh, nice. So I don't even know what peepers are. What are
those? Those are the little frogs you hear in the spring.
Oh, yeah. I do know what those
driving
are.
Driving around. Yeah.
All
right.
Yeah, they're sweet.
All right.
So, yeah. So back in the backwoods of Maine, it's on a little pond called Panther Pond. And, we dubbed the studio Panther Pond Sound. Yes. And the caller is calling.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Right, here we go.
Don't hang up, caller.
Is this for a little flash?